Hi, my name is Larry. This is my buddy Mike over here. And we are here today to tell you all about the Tie-Dye Festival. You're going to love it.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we look at the communities, businesses, attractions, and people that make up Montcalm County. Here's your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of the Discover Montcalm podcast. If you can't tell it, by now, I'm dressed a little differently than what I normally do because I had to get into character. See, when these guys came in from the Tie-Dye Festival, I said, do you want me to look branded too? And they said, sure. So here's what we look like all tie-dyed up. So if you're listening to us on the podcast app, jump over to the YouTube channel under Discover Montcalm Podcast. And you can see that we are in tie-dye today. So, gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
You know, we were talking before we went on that, you know, you've been around. This is going to be your 10th year in 2026. And I finally caught you for the first time last year. So I don't know if that's shame on me but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, I was there supporting a couple friends that were playing. And I figured they weren't going to get any closer to Howard City than right up at Burley Park. So, Larry, I understand that you, I guess, kind of wear that hat that you are the founder of this whole festival. Can you go back? Because it probably started before 10 years ago as far as a thought, correct?
Yeah, Dwayne. It sure did. We started it as a anniversary party for me and my lovely wife, Lorraine.
Okay.
And when we got married, we had a rock and roll wedding. And it was so much fun. We had a rock band playing throughout all of it. The officiant at the wedding was a guy named Charles Preston Smith, Reverend Charles. Okay. I don't know if you ever heard of the Potato Babies.
Yep.
And it was so great. So we came to get this property in the Morley area.
Okay.
And I said, let's just have a big party to commemorate our wedding.
Sure.
So we did. And, you know, the first year it was just my band, the Swinehearts.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great time. Then we did it again. And, you know, it got a little bit bigger, a little bit better.
Okay.
And more of our friends started coming, and people really enjoyed it. Well, roughly about that time, I got to know Mike, my friend Mike over here, and he ran a great festival called Hewstock.
Okay.
And how many years you do that, Michael?
We did Hewstock from 2007 to 2014, so eight years in the last.
And, you know, it was, I got a chance to play it, and mm-hmm. I got a chance to meet Mike, and it was awesome. And there was a lot of great bands, and there was a great, you know, people brought their families, and, that festival had to come to the end for various reasons. Mm-hmm. And I know Mike was itching for something to do, and I don't know what told me to say, hey, Mike.
I got this idea. Yeah.
I got this little thing. What do you think? What do you think, dude?
And you said
I didn't think twice about it. I said, let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it took was a little nudge from you. Now, how many years did you have it at your place in Morley?
We had it. The last year we had it there was 2019.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm guessing we had it there, maybe like 3 years?
Yeah. Well, if we do the math, you know, and I don't know about small town math, but if we're in 2026 right now and this is your 10th year, 2016 is when we started.
Okay.
You know, for all of those math scholars out there, or those ones that are like, okay, here's my fingers.
Oh, those physicists.
So you're basically at your place for 3 years. What did you outgrow it there?
Yeah.
And then what? Okay, so now you've got this festival and it's going well and everybody's enjoying it. And growth is a good thing, though sometimes it can be not much fun at the same time. You started looking around. Was there a lot of places you were looking at, or did Burley Park kind of just pop right out as being the place?
Well, Burley Park, there was an in-between spot.
Oh, was there? Okay.
And actually very close to where you live, Dwayne.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it was Brian Arnold, mm-hmm. who's also on the board for the Tie-Dye Festival. He's not here today, but bless his heart. But his cousin, Rocky, owned some property at the corner of 131 and M82.
Okay.
And so we had it there on his property for 2020 through 2023.
Okay. Yep. So Burley Park's actually then fairly new.
Yeah.
You know, yes, so sir. In Morley, you outgrew it. Did you outgrew it? Outgrew it. There's good English.
I think it's grewed it.
You did. Did you outgrow that place as well?
Yes,
is that what made you all of a sudden you're like, okay, where else can we go?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Is you know, it's just more people attending, and you know, parking became an issue too. So we had to find somewhere bigger.
Okay, so. What kind of led you to the path of Burley Park? I mean, was there other options, or did you guys go, okay, there's that place up here right on the highway that's big and it has plenty of parking and, you know, they have these flea markets there. Did that's what's brought you there, or is there a story behind the story?
Well, our dear friend, Don and Shaggy, Jeff is his real name. They said, why don't you check with Burley Park? And so... that's when I reached out to the owner of Burley Park, bless okay. her heart, rest her soul. She ended up passing away last year, but
okay.
Her daughter owns it now, so she's running it. And she became on board with the whole wanting to give it a try.
Oh, of course, you know, and you know, because they have their flea markets on certain
sure.
Yeah. You know, around all the major holidays.
Yeah.
So this is just another opportunity to use the property.
Yeah.
So 2023 was the first year at Burley, or was it 2024?
2024 was the first year.
Okay. Yep. And, okay, got a little bit more elbow room.
Oh, incredible.
Oh, tremendous amount of room there.
All of a sudden, you're like, wow, can we do something with this?
So beautiful there. Yeah.
Yeah. And that bowl.
And that's what amazed me.
Yeah.
And I don't really know if that had been used for anything before, that bowl area. But it's like a natural amphitheater.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And
it is, yes.
There's so much room to grow there.
Mm-hmm.
And it has grown a lot. But, you know, I think that this year you're going to really be excited to see how many more people are going to be able to fit in there and experience that.
Okay. Let's get down to the nuts and bolts of the Tie-Dye Festival. First of all, part of it, we know where it started and we know how it started. It started as an anniversary party. So boom, boom, boom. We're 10 years later. How did you come up with the name?
Well, when we first started doing it, my sister-in-law, her name's Amber, She's a lovely hippie lady.
Okay.
And she did tie-dyes. And I just thought, well, that really fits in with the vibe of what we're trying to do. You know, the peace, love, and music thing, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Ringo Starr, right?
Yeah. And so, you know, it's a great visual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people love tie-dye. So we just, it was, I don't know if we had any formal meeting on it, but it just kind of happened.
Well, I guess if you were the founder, you could say, I'm calling it the Tie-Dye Festival. Yeah. Yeah. And the rest of them go, okay, that's one thing we don't have to sit around and try to think of. Well, yeah. So,
but it's become a great brand, I think, because of the fact that, you know, tie-dye shirts are, they're amazing.
They are.
And, you know, it's kind of nice, very, you know, very seldom do people wear brilliant colors like this. And, you know, I'm really glad that it turned out to be that way. And I guess it kind of had to be.
And I, in my classroom, wear a lot of Hawaiian style shirts. So this will be welcomed right, in my classroom.
Right up your alley. Yeah.
and it is too. So you've got that. I know Mike and you and I were talking a little bit about the number of bands, you know, and you and Larry, you said when it started, it was your band. And then all of a sudden it kind of grew from there. Coming into the 2026 year, and we should let people know this event happens in August of every year, correct?
That's right.
Is it this like on clockwork as being the second or the first or whatever weekend, or do you just know it's going to be in August?
We've tried to make it the third weekend.
Great. So you aim for the third weekend. Yep. And I can see right here on your shirts that it's tiediefest.com. So not Tie Dye Festival, but tiediefest.com is where they can get all the information. And I'm sure they can link to you from Facebook from there.
Yeah, there is a Facebook
page. You know, so, I mean, and I guess because you've been around a while, even if they put Tie Dye Festival Howard City, they're going to find you.
I would guess.
You know, don't want to assume anything, but, you know, but we were talking about the number of bands. So coming up here in 2026, what's on schedule for how many bands will be there at this point?
There'll be 24 bands.
24 bands.
Yeah.
And so the people that are listening and going, I never knew there was a tie-dye festival. Mm-hmm. Or, I've been following it for years. Is this a Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Or is it a Saturday, Sunday? What is it?
Currently, and it has been from the past, it's still been just Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday, Saturday. Okay.
Yes, and there's possibilities of expanding to different days before or after those two days, you know.
Let it grow naturally.
Yes.
Organically.
Yeah.
You know, it's easier than trying to push a date in there and trying to make it work, and then you go, you don't want that. So, so right now it's a Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Give me kind of a basic rundown of where it's at today as far as when does the first band go on, what's the first day consist of, and when do the bands go on Saturday, and how late do they go?
Well, both days, the first band starts at noon.
Okay.
And we've been trying to have it done by midnight.
Okay.
Ish.
Yeah.
Midnight ish.
So
it always goes over.
Well, it goes a little bit over.
You know, and I guess the neighbors are invited, so.
They are.
Sometimes you can hear things better a half mile or a mile away.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, if the way, you know, sound goes. Is there any fee for this? Can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, do you have to buy tickets ahead of time? Is it a free event? Talk to me about it.
Well, and I am very, very proud of the way that this has evolved and gotten bigger and better. And especially Mike and Brian and a lot. There's so many amazing volunteers. I'm sure you can name more of them. But it's free.
Oh, wow.
It is free. And what excites me about it is, you know, there's a lot of great music festivals around this part of Michigan. Many of them are $50, $100, $200 to go to a festival.
Well, and
not everyone can afford that.
No.
And this is so awesome because people, if you want to go to this festival, now we encourage donations, and people do donate, and we sell merchandise to help to pay for it because it does cost.
It's not cheap.
No.
It's not cheap. And Burley Park's pretty good size. Is there camping allowed? How does that work?
Yes, there. I mean, there's camping, tent camping, RV camping. That's also free.
Okay.
And Burley Park, being an amazing place that it is all set up for camping.
Right.
I mean, with the same rows that are lined up for vendors and such like that, I mean, it's all lines up for camping as well. So.
Now that we're on the camping, let's talk is there electric or is it, you know, kind of rustic? Is there porta-johns? Is there, you know, let's go down that path for a moment.
Yeah, there's areas that we try to have people that have generators, low decibel generators, and over in a certain area where they camp, which is totally fine. Burley Park does have some power available, but it's not available to the public. It's something that has to be purchased from Burley Park.
So okay.
We haven't purchased any electricity from them. Our fee for the staging and lighting has included the electric for that.
Okay. So as far as the camping itself goes, you're rustic.
Pretty much rustic, but there is porta potties. You know, 15 to 20 of them were lined up around the property. Yeah. So
there's water too, right?
And there is water. Yes.
So kind of the necessities, but if somebody's going to camp there, they just need to know that, you know, unless they have if they don't have a generator, bring batteries, bring flashlights, have a good, now you're allowed to have like a campfire and that kind of stuff. Is there any regulations on that?
There is. Burley Park has regulations that there's no fires to be on the ground. If you had a raised fire pit,
okay,
then that's okay. And they also provide a fire pit, Burley does themselves, the central fire pit.
Kind of a group.
With wood.
Yep.
And so people can sit around that after all the bands are done and play their guitars.
Some people, and I'm one of those people, think that sitting around the campfire afterwards might be one of the best parts of the whole thing. I mean, there's amazing bands.
Yeah.
But there's just something so cool, and it's what a great feeling, a community, and the music sounds so good there when you're next to that campfire. So you know, I think that's a highlight.
And music is therapy.
Yeah.
Music is therapy no matter what. You know, and speaking of music, what kind, I mean, you talked that your wedding was a rock and roll wedding.
That's correct.
But when you go to the festival, what is the genre of music that somebody could come to expect? Are you all over the map? Or you kind of stay on one side or the other? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, we try to mix it up a little bit. I mean, there's from bluegrass to an acoustic players up to classic rock. And there's 24 bands that play throughout the weekend.
The Discover Montcalm podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M106.3 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
That's cool that you kind of got it.
Yeah.
You know, now how many years has it been that you've been with 24? Because I'm sure when you started, there wasn't 24.
No, that's correct.
You know, has that been a staple that you've been hitting pretty regularly for a while?
For the last, I'd say 4 years, we've been pretty close.
I mean, that's a lot of music.
20 to 24, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's something that I think is amazing, too, is the festival pays all the bands.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a free festival, we feel like it's not a big fee.
Yeah.
But just to show we appreciate what you're doing, mm-hmm. and you're coming here and doing this. Well, so that kind of...
Gas money.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's what we... I'd like to call it an honorarium.
Sure.
It shows that we appreciate you, you know, bringing your talents here.
Yeah.
And being a big part of what makes the festival.
Well, last year being the first one, I kind of stood back and was the observer. And you guys move people in and out fairly quick. There's not a big break in between music, even though, you know, I know you have the backstage, you know, the back line all set pretty much, drums, amps, that type of thing. You've got all your mics and everything that are set, and you can move things. I mean, I was watching the switch out. It's fairly quick.
Yeah.
You know, and just so people know, it's a chance for somebody with a microphone to do some MCing.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, if you want to donate to this, please do.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, but there's merchandise and here's the next band and, you know, little Timmy's lost. Can somebody find him?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that you've got that. Do you guys provide like your own security for this? Or, I mean, obviously you get a bunch of people together and sometimes somebody might be a little, is it something you guys handle or you bring some security in?
Well, we haven't had to.
Well, really, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just asking a question.
Well, you know, and it is a good question because a lot of times you get a big group of people together and there's going to be some or, you know, maybe many who are going to, you know, cause problems. This group of people is amazing. And, you know, I talked the peace, love, and music thing. It really is true.
Yeah.
And the people really take care of each other. And the people are, they watch out for each other. So, you know.
Well, and you said it early on, and let me re-say it again. It's a family-friendly environment.
That's for sure. Yes,
you know, I mean, I saw people with their dogs, their kids. I was going to say their dogs were on leashes, the kids were on leashes. No. But, you know, the idea that, and you have a vendor area that is set up so that people can come out and you know, sell things that they do. And by the way, yes, there is a lot of tie-dye and that kind of beads and that kind of stuff because it kind of goes along with the name, which is great because that's that flavor, you know, what's unique about what you're doing. We've talked a lot about what you guys are about musically, but and that it is free and that, you know, but I'm sure you guys have big hearts. Do you give any money away or do you donate back to things if you can? Can you tell me, Mike, a little bit about that?
Well, sure. Yeah. Every year we, you know, we end up donating back into the community. This past year we donated $1,000, presented a big check on stage to a nurse from the Cancer and Hematology Center in West Michigan.
That's wow.
The year before that, we gave some money to the school music program in the Stanley Morwood.
Morley Stanwood area?
Morley Stanwood area.
Yeah, okay.
So we want to continue to do that. So just show our appreciation of the community and you know, letting us be part of the community itself, actually, tell you the truth. So.
As I'm kind of running out of my off-the-cuff questions. I'm sure we could sit and chat about this for a while, but one of the things I like to ask is there anything that we haven't talked about your festival that you want to make sure, and I'll open it up, each one of you can say something, but is there something, Larry, that you were like, I wanted to make sure I said this?
Yeah, you know, a couple things. Dwayne, when you were there, I don't know if you were there at night.
I was getting there.
But we have a friend of ours we call him Starman.
Okay.
And his name's Dave. And he puts on a great light show. This guy's passion.
Okay.
Is lights. And he'll do lights for different bands and such. But I mean, it's a professional quality light show as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does amazing.
And also one thing I thought was really cool, and then I'll let Mike talk, is the last couple of years they've had this bubble machine. And what the heck is up with that? Yeah. It is so cool.
Yeah.
And it's just this thing that shoots out bubbles. And, yes, I did jump into it with all the little kids, and they were all looking at me. They said, what are you doing here, old
I'm
man?
I'm just a kid.
And I said, right now I'm not an old man.
Yeah.
So
feel it tomorrow.
That is true.
You know, I remember once way back in the day when my band was playing, we decided we'd try a bubble machine. You know, we had a fog machine, we had flash pots, we had lights. We tried a bubble machine. On a dance floor, that's an ice skating rink. We did it once.
Yeah. I hope there was video.
Unfortunately, that was back before everybody had that in their pocket. But we were like, let's not do that again. Let's not do that again. Because sometimes you don't think a situation all the way through.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and it was. People enjoyed it till they went to go out to dance. And then we said, time out. Let's get some rags. Let's clean this mess up. And let's go from there. So those are the points that you would like to touch on. Is there anything else, Larry?
You know, just the, you know, over the years, a lot of people come back. And you know what? I have a whole host of friends that are my tie-dye friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of just see them once a year.
Yeah.
And it's so great. And, you know, there's people, you know, older, my age, there's people everywhere in between to, mm-hmm. to, you know, young people. And I think that's a great thing for yeah. our world
it
to
is.
Have the young and old mixing yeah. together and having fun. And, mm-hmm. and that's one of the things I think that's really special and important
sure.
and awesome about it.
Mike, let's give you a chance.
Well, I mean, this is a, you know, this is an event that there's so many people involved, a whole slew of people that did, and they do it out of the goodness of their heart too. You know,
right.
our motto is for the love of music, and mm-hmm. so everybody there is doing it. You know, all the volunteers are doing it because they love the festival, and they want people to enjoy themselves. And, you know, there's our vendor queen, Lisa Crawford.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, she does a great job getting the vendors. The owners of Burley Park, they've been wonderful as well.
Yeah.
It definitely takes a team.
Yeah, it does.
Kind of a village all on its own.
It does.
To make this happen.
And, you know, they show that they have as much passion for it as Larry and myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you can't, you know, you really can't put money on it. I mean, we'd like to try to remain a free yeah. festival. So we look for donations and sponsorships. Yeah. We're trying that in their area out. So.
As the last car pulls out, if you've got a dollar left, you're not in the hole.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Right. So, well, yeah. yeah.
I mean, that's yes. ultimately the goal.
Sure.
One thing that I will say, because I just thought of it as you guys were talking, bring your lawn chairs.
Yes.
Bring sure. your lawn chairs. There's not stadium seating here,
yeah.
your blanket for the ground,
yeah.
your lawn chairs, you know, make sure that you know, unless you're going to stand the whole time, you know,
or dance.
I mean, yeah, I saw people dance. I saw people not even leave their area by their chairs dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people up on the hill
you
were
dancing.
You can
hear it great up there.
You know, it's like, enjoy life.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. So tiedyefest.com is where they can find all information. There's a link to your Facebook page there.
Yep.
Your lineup of bands. I mean, it's a place to go to get information, right?
Yep.
So if somebody catches this in a couple, 3 years, we're in 2026 right now, but a couple, 3 years, just tiedyefest.com. We'll let you know the date for that year. And, you know, but it will always be in August is your plan. Is always your plan. Now, is that still right around your anniversary?
Yeah, more or less.
We
kind of moved it back a little bit just because there was some other big events that we were kind of clashing with, kind of, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah. I do also want to say, Dwayne, we definitely want you to come back next year, my friend.
Well, it's not far.
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even if you put my name on, my wife has to come pick me up later. You know, oh, well. But I know that she'll probably say, oh, he'll get him in the morning.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it is fun. It is fun, and it's a good time. And I'm glad that you took the time to come on my Melio podcast here that talks about Montcalm County and share just another facet of what is available in this county. You know, and it's, you know, Burley Park. If you don't know the address, type Burley Park. Go to tiedyefest.com. Yeah. You've got the address there. And it's kind of nice that every year you've got a different lineup of bands, which is kind of cool. And, you know, I think that's the fun part. Guys, thank you again for taking time out of your schedule to come in and share with us a little bit about the Tie-Dye Festival. For those of you out there, follow the Discover Montcalm podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as discovermontcalmpodcast.com. Get the RSS feed. Put it in your favorite podcast browser. You can also find us on Pandora, Apple, and iHeart. But more importantly, discovermontcalmpodcast.com has all the episodes, and we're building that site up as being a little resource guide for Montcalm County. And, you know, we just want to be part of the area. We want to be talking about the good things like you just heard with the Tie-Dye Festival that's in Burley Park in Howard City in August. Check them out. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
DW Video transfers your home movies, slides, audio, and videotapes to digital. They produce and design websites, create business and social media videos, TV commercials, and family storytelling videos. Visit dwvideo.com to learn more.